Great Country Q94. It's Lori Wilde on your Wednesday afternoon. And as I said, I have friends in the studio with me today. I was talking about this, I think, with one of the last artists that went through here. Radio tours kind of died with COVID. And yeah. I never got to have friends in the studio. I never got to have people coming. And then it was kind of like, oh, like, this is very lonely. I would like friends to come back. So it's great that, like, I think you're our third artist in, like, a couple months. I'm like, really? Oh.
I have not recovered from COVID. Like, I mean, not from having it, but just the whole what it does to you mentally. I'm, like, trying to recover years of not being around people.
Well, and we were joking, it feels like that those 2 years seem like they were 10 years ago, but also, like, you're still trying to be like, wait, how did we do things?
Yeah. Well, some places still have all the COVID protocol, believe that or not.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
And it's
like dropping our dogs off. Had to wait in the parking lot, get called in. I'm like, I don't get it. It's incredible to get out and see people. I don't take it for granted. I love seeing people.
You know, and I said this when, for you know, the shutdowns first happened. I will never take for granted certain things, live music, live events, gathering. I'll never take that for granted again. And I think I've held up to that. So it's good to be here, or good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
We've got Ken Domash.
Domash, yes.
I said it right.
Yes.
In studio with us today. So you are a St. Louis boy. You're a Missouri boy. Talk a little bit about growing up in Missouri and how you got into country music.
That's a great question. What was it like growing up in Missouri?
kind of like growing up in Iowa.
I guess, yeah. You know, I vividly remember my dad buying me a little green tractor, like those little toy tractors with all the little things in the little... farm animals and everything, because he was going to take a job in Iowa.
That would have been his smartest decision ever.
Then I would have had a much more of the country, you know, the obvious country roots, you know. That was the beginning of country, like my country music
I was going to say, you know, we talked off air. You grew up in St. Louis. Like, I'm thinking St. Louis. I'm thinking Nelly. I'm thinking, you know.
Here's another funny thing. Nelly did that remix with Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
So I loved the original Florida Georgia Line. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, Cruise.
Yep.
This killer song,
yeah,
right? I can vividly picture driving my car. It was in the fall and there's leaves coming down.
Yeah.
Vividly remember that song going, wow, that's a great song.
Yeah.
Then Nelly came out with it and it had a different, and I don't know what it is, but I liked that grinding beat.
Oh, yeah.
It just makes you want to party.
Right.
So,
yeah, everything Nelly makes you want to party.
Yeah. So maybe that's in it, because when we were doing this last album, Welcome to My Rodeo, the whole album, I got with the producers and I'm like, I really want it to be the kind of song where you're in Nashville on the rooftops and it's that song that just makes everybody just go.
Yeah,
just
have you want a party.
So he's like, oh. So it was a different recording process, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the normal everybody get in a studio with the drum kit and do that. It was kind of figured out on a keyboard with the drum beats and stuff. Very different. You throw the vocals down, then they pull everything else around it to get that cool Nelly sound.
Which, you know, is actually kind of funny, because when I was listening to your current single, which we'll play here in a little bit, it's called If I Was a Beer. I remember thinking to myself, well, this guy's vocals are very, very country.
Thank you.
You know, he sounds very, very country. And I think country music, and this is a much larger conversation, has a little bit of a struggle with what is country music. And there's a, you know, some people say it has to sound like this and some people say it has to sound like this. But country music is the only genre. Nobody ever compares Pink and Adele and Britney Spears.
Yeah.
You know, why does everybody have to sound like Chris Stapleton?
Right.
Why does everybody, you know, there can be a Florida Georgia Line and a Chris Stapleton.
Here's a funny little fact. You ready? You got a nugget.
Oh, I love fun
facts. So the song If I Was a Beer, we put it out and, you know, I appreciate that you're going to play it. But, you know, somebody reached out a different station. They're like, you know, as you're trying to figure out what is country.
Yeah.
You know, their listener group had much more of a very traditional country.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up doing a remix of it. So there's a remix out there.
Okay.
That is the exact opposite of what Florida Georgia Line did. We came out with our Nelly version and we're like, light the roof on fire, let's go. And then it was like, oh, snap, maybe we took it a step to where we think it's really cool, but some listeners would like to take a few things. So we had Miles is the drummer. He did a regular drum set to it.
Okay.
And just kind of settled it down. And the funny thing is, I don't hear the difference. Like, I can't tell the difference between the two.
You know, I've gotten remixes sent to me before, and I'm like, what was I supposed to hear?
My son heard it, and he's like, wow, that's a lot different, Dad. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? It's the same exact. Yeah, so, yeah, what is country? I don't know. And where does it come from, country? It cracks me up, because I literally grew up breakdancing.
Yeah.
Can't make that up.
No.
I mean, I loved all that stuff, and, you know, all of the rap music, you know, that was a thing. I grew up, you know, listening to Van Halen and Aerosmith and all of that, and it kind of evolved when Jason Aldean came out with She's Country. I was like, oh, wow, country just went wild, crazy, cool in my head, you know, because I was like, I totally heard AC/DC. You know,
a little Southern rock there.
And it just sounded like, you know what I'm talking about. It just felt like that song. And then it just went this country way with that the Ganjo line. So ironically, the title song for the album has a Ganjo just blazing through it. And in my head, I loved that sound from Jason Aldean. I love that sound. And so many songs, you just don't, when you start listening for a Ganjo, which, you know, for anybody who's wondering what's a Ganjo, there's different names for it. It's a guitar. It's a six-string guitar with a banjo body.
Yeah.
So when you're playing, I mean, any of that stuff just comes off very different.
Yeah. You know, more of a twang.
It's very much of a twang. Yeah. Keith Urban does it a lot.
Yes, yes.
He did a whole concert with it. And the irony is they're really hard to play. I bought one. I know it looks cool, but if you're
not a guitar.
If you're not extraordinary at playing guitar like Keith Urban, I'd suggest leave it on the shelf. Yes. It's
a professional.
It's a really hard instrument to make not
sound
awful.
It's kind of like a violin or a fiddle.
Trumpet, kid in the neighborhood playing the trumpet. Oh, but it's really cool sound when it's in the hands of a trained professional.
Yes.
So kind of to answer your question, sorry to ramble on.
No, you're good.
So growing up in St. Louis was wonderful. I kind of felt like I grew up in a picturesque TV show.
Okay.
You know, my mom and dad our house was on Apple Valley, you know, and I walked to school because it was just really picturesque, cute, you know. And I had no music growing up, though. There was never music in the house, period. Never grew up with that around. Okay. So I didn't have that. And my sister plays piano. My mom's side of the family, they'll line up to play piano. But, you know, really not a lot of music in the family. So it hit me later, and like a ton of bricks. and I just started recording stuff, not knowing what the genre would be because, you know, is it Michael Jackson stuff? What is this?
Yeah.
You know, and it all comes out country, thank goodness.
Well, yeah, we're glad to have you.
It picks a genre for you, you know?
Well, you do have your guitar here. Mm-hmm. You're holding on to it. So, and like I said, we'll get to your single, If I Was a Beer, but if you want to play something.
You mind?
Yeah, give it up.
It just feels like I don't really have a great intro, but if doing a concert, the album has the intro song, which isn't out for a minute.
Okay.
But, you know, it just kind of sets the stage for a cool concert.
Okay.
Well, hop in your truck and put it in drive. Pick up a few friends you've known all your life. Follow the dust and the flash and tail lights till the glow in the sky last all night. And get yourself close to the stage. And feel the beat pulsing through your veins. Then hold your head back and close your eyes. It's a steel guitar fills the sky. Welcome to my rodeo. It's a rock and roll fantasy. Welcome to my rodeo. Come on, take a ride with me. We got bullhorns on limousines. You might get a little dust and mud on your jeans here at my rodeo. Ever got no rules to keep you down? Just hold your back as you're bumping around. Pour some trouble mixed with the good time. Chase it down with a heavy bass line. The place is getting hotter. The devil's begging for some water. As the flames start shooting from the center ring, one of the boys lines up a six string. Welcome to my rodeo.
It's a rock and roll fantasy. Welcome to my rodeo. Come on, take a ride with me. We got bull horns on limousines. You might get a little dust and mud on your jeans here at my rodeo. Welcome to my rodeo. It's a rock and roll fantasy. Welcome to my rodeo. Come on, come on, take a ride with me. Got bull horns on a limousine. You might get a little dust and mud on your jeans here at my rodeo.
We will be back with more with Ken Dimash.
Yes.
Here in studio on Q94.
Thank you.
Great country Q94. It's Ken Dimash here in the studio. You played some music for us. We talked about growing up in St. Louis. I know you briefly mentioned you've got a new album coming out.
Yes.
I'm assuming your single, If I Was a Beer, is going to be on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the first one we're releasing. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm not trying to throw any mystery out there. No, it's, you know, the album, you know, it's all there. It's been recorded. It's mastered. It's ready. It's just not out there.
You know, I think there's a lot of people that think you just walk into a studio, you put 10, 12, 8, however many songs, you got them together, you record them all in one day. You know, people don't understand all of the behind the scenes work that goes with putting together a record. I mean, you might record 3 or 4 songs 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Record a couple more songs. It finally gets compiled and then it sits in a producer's desk for 6 months.
It's a really big process.
A very expensive process.
It's a very expensive process. It's a very hard process. It's a very lucky, you have to get lucky on like 90% of the turns. Finding the right producer, huge. You know, Dave Bechtel's our producer. He's just brilliant. He's wonderful. Been working with him for 13 years now. So you get a sound, you get it figured out. Finding the right place, finding the right like guitar players. I mean, Mike Payne, so I just tried playing that song. I feel humble and dumb playing that song. It's like I'm like completely embarrassed. It's like the whole time.
I thought it sounded great, but well, thanks, I can't play the guitar to save my soul.
When you hear the real deal, it's like, oh, snap, they're so great. And then, you know, and you're in studio and it's like, we were talking a minute ago about a ganjo. It's like, you know, you have the song, it sounds pretty cool. And it's like, what can we do? What's that extra? It's like making soup, you know? It's like, yeah. What's that spice you're missing? And
You keep tasting it, and you're like, what do I need
to add?
It's
like, what's wrong there? And then they all have to kind of taste good together. You know, then you have a brand. You know, what's it sound like all together?
Oh, yes.
And, to your point, we did an album in 2014, hasn't seen the light of day, and we just had part of it remastered to say, you know what, we could put it out as its own little vault, or we'll probably just make it part of, you know, Welcome to My Rodeo. I think it's some pretty cool stuff. It's a little more, like you were talking about, what is country?
Mm-hmm.
Some ears might think they're not entirely the same thing, but they're not. They're like years apart.
Yeah.
You know, and
country music has changed.
And, you
it
know,
evolves.
Those songs had some pretty deep, rich guitar, you know, stuff to it. And not as much of that, like, hip hop or, that extra beat to it. But anyway, and ironically, a song that we just let out on streaming has, that was written in 2010, I think. I was shocked. It's been sitting in my head. It's called Life's Happening Now. And ironically, it was happening then. It's happening
it's
now.
It's still happening now.
You know, it's maybe it'll be happening again. But it's funny. You know, you were also talking about COVID. You would assume, oh, he wrote it during COVID. Nope.
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 No.
And
you just predicted COVID.
No, I did not. Yeah, let's just take the worst thing that's locked you away from physically
that.
Seeing people. No, you can't play in front of them. Get on a TV camera and no one's in the room with you. And look,
you know
at
what? It was all conspired by Zoom.
Oh, yeah. Boy, could you imagine how smart that was? Look at 20 little heads. Then 90% of them are little emojis because they don't want you to see them. You know, when you ask them a question, I'm sorry, you're on mute. Oh, what did you say? What are you doing? Anyway, that's been a miserable time. I love seeing people in person. I love doing this.
It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
We were talking about your single, If I Was a Beer. Talk a little bit about that. We'll play that, kind of wrap things up.
Thank you. Yeah, If I Was a Beer, that is me not taking myself seriously. That's me just having fun. And, you know, if anything, that is kind of a response to everything we've talked about. Things being so serious, thing being so polarized. You know, people just not getting along. It's like, you know, this could all be really simple. You know, if I was, could you imagine if I was a beer, how life would be? Everybody's happy
Everybody's
to see
mad.
You.
Nobody's mad
Every
when they get handed a beer.
Every day's a party. And, you know, and if it's not, they're just pouring their heart out to you. They're trusting you. So really, you know, in a sense, in my head, it's kind of a profound, real country song, you know, but it sure doesn't come off that way. It just comes off as, let's just have a good time. And, you know, if I was a beer, I bet we would.
Well, we've had a great time this afternoon. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've got Ken Dimash here in studio. This is his current single right now. It's If I Was a Beer on Q94.